This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
There is such a disparity between Bryce Young and Betson Stennett. Or what's his name? What's his name?
Yes.
Stetson Bennett?
Now you're going to harp on this?
No.
That's the beauty of team sports. It takes the whole team. It's not just Betson Stennett, as you like to call him.
Betson Stennett.
You know what? Forget it. Santiago has this left in 3 days, but he's got that turned around in 9 seconds.
Betson Stennett.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
So here's a deep throw.
Betson Stennett.
To the end zone. And it is caught!
On 98.7 ESPN.
DJ Bravo. DJ.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. See, what you don't realize is the genius of me. Maybe, just maybe, I said Betson Stennett just to have this conversation on the show.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's not true.
No, it isn't. I don't question your motivation for doing things.
No, but that's not true. I made a genuine mistake, and I can't even lie about it.
Yeah, but again, it exits better. If you had just said his name, there's no open, there's nothing.
But it's not an easy name. Betson Stennett. Like Stetson Bennett?
Well, I mean, you should have some respect for the kid's name.
I got more respect for him than Santiago has.
Well, see, I don't think it's a lack of respect Santiago has.
Santiago, let's be honest, you don't respect him.
He doesn't believe in crying.
I respect him greatly. And again, I've celebrated, hey, he has a great story. Congratulations for winning a national championship. I don't need you crying up and down the sideline for 10 minutes while the game is still going on. I don't need that.
This take is unfathomable to me.
You're allowed to cry.
Though, Santiago, let me say this one thing, though, just so you know. That, first of all, he probably doesn't even know what he's doing at that point, just because it's like he couldn't even imagine in his wildest dreams. Like, as good as this team is, they've already lost to Alabama. It's Nick Saban, and kid makes a couple big-time throws, and they win a national championship. This, as far as football is concerned, is probably most
likely...
He's not
going to play in the NFL.
No, as good as it will ever get.
Listen.
This is not... Like, okay, he won a national championship, then he'll move on and play in the NFL. This is probably as good as it gets for Stetson Bennett.
Listen, his name is Stetson Bennett IV. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that his life is going to be pretty good regardless of whether or not he won a national championship.
You know, you keep digging. It's like you're in a hole of 2 feet. You're like, give me the shovel, baby. I want to dig deeper. So because he's Stetson Bennett IV, his life is going to be great?
Anybody who's the fourth generation named after, I'm going to say is pretty well.
Rick, sincerely, do you know what happens if I say stuff like this? You go bananas.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Because he's the fourth generation with the same name, now he's got a silver spoon in his mouth and his life is going to be a cakewalk?
We don't need to change the subject. Again, I've said the guy should celebrate and he should be happy and he's allowed to cry. I don't need him crying up and down the sideline for 10 whole minutes. It was a little over the top.
Again, your heart and your feeling, it's just not there. Like when
he's broken.
God
I thought you were broken
and feeling out, you missed out.
Santiago's broken. You find out something new every day about your teammates.
And today is the day, January 11th, 2022, that we found out that Raymond Santiago broken.
Raymond, and this is, I'm taking this as a positive since you're my, I mean, it's me and you against Dave and RJ. I need someone like you on my team.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Not allow emotion to get in the way.
Because you know what? He's like a hitman. He takes no prisoners. He doesn't care.
No. No, he does the job. This is what we're doing. There's no more. Like, this is what the Giants need. They need Santiago in that building.
Oh, that's right. If Santiago met with Joe Judge, he'd be like, listen, Joe, get your stuff and get the hell out of here. You have to have darkness of the heart. But I have a plan. I don't care about your plan. You, Stetson, go down into SEC country and live happily ever after. We don't want any part of you, pal.
You guys can go cry together. I'm sure Stetson's probably still crying. You can join him.
That's right. Here, take this box of tissues and weep your face off.
I don't see Joe Judge as the crying type.
Well, if he was, we know you wouldn't respect it.
Probably would respect
you. Don't know
him
what
more.
Joe Judge is, though. He talks this big game. He doesn't coach a big game. I mean,
right, we know it's true.
It's all talk.
It's a facade. We don't know what this guy is. He
we
took
no,
the job.
No idea.
He took the job.
Everything he told us, every play is going to have its own history.
Everything
he told us to expect from this team, none of it. I mean, this is bull. It's him and Gettleman.
The way they handle, am I the only one? And I know that you and I got into, I don't want to say confrontation, but discussion about this for weeks. And I'm like, why are they letting this guy off the hook where it's have your family on the sidelines where you can retire? Jerry Reese can't retire, but you can retire. They make it sound like, oh, this guy had this long storied, illustrious career with the Giants. This guy ruined the franchise and they treat him with kid gloves. I mean, the way this thing ended, he didn't meet the media. He just goes out on his horse and rides off into the sunset. He's going to retire. It's an embarrassment is what it is.
I'll be honest, it is weird when you look up at, you know, whatever show it ends up being, and they have, you know, a list of coaches, like just what happened yesterday. You know, you got Vic Fangio fired, like, and it's Dave Gettleman, retired.
Retired.
But he's been through some stuff.
I mean, I'm not saying he hasn't. Listen,
it's his last job. This is it. He's done.
I get it. But the guy was, he could not have been worse in his 4 years here with the Giants.
What good is it, though? But what good is it, though? I mean, it really.
You know what? It'll make me feel better.
Maybe they fire Joe Judge. That'll make you feel great.
It would have made me feel better if they didn't treat Dave Gettleman like a conquering hero on the way out. I'm sorry. Maybe it's the Santiago portion of me. Maybe it's the lack of emotion. But to treat this guy like he's just accomplished great things when he just ruined your franchise, when you don't have enough money to dress 53 guys, when your salary cap is as bad as any team in the NFL with a quarterback on his rookie contract, when you took Saquon Barkley fourth and Daniel Jones sixth and could add Micah Parsons and didn't take him and could add Slater and didn't take him. I'm sorry. I'm angry.
You took Saquon Barkley second, not fourth.
Whatever.
But that, I mean, that's really all you have now, right? I mean, you have the past, you have the championships, and you have, you know, we're a classy organization. What else do you have? You're a laughingstock right now.
What purpose does it serve to embarrass them? In week 15, you know what, Dave, listen, thanks for what you've done. We got to move on. Goodbye. You all of a sudden think the Giants are not a classy organization?
No, but what purpose does it serve?
You know what purpose it serves?
He's leaving.
Fine. But we don't have to have the pomp and circumstance of celebrating a guy that failed at his job. It wasn't really a celebration.
Stop. It wasn't really a celebration.
There was.
He didn't retire. He walked. He was on the field taking pictures
with
his
family. This is a terrible take by you. I would fight you to the death on this take. This is a terrible take.
He wasn't celebrated, though. No one celebrated. Somebody took a picture of him on the field with his family. That's not being celebrated.
Why? I mean, you know what? He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't address the media. He doesn't take the slings and arrows. He didn't address the media on the way out. He rides off into the sunset. He didn't deserve that. I'm sorry. He did not deserve that.
Listen, he didn't do a good job. That's fine. He was going to get fired, retired, forced retirement, whatever you want to call it. This is it for him. He's done. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some of this, too, was the guilt that knowing they did. You were responsible for making some of the decisions with Dave Gettleman that haven't worked out. I'm sure that's part of it, too.
Maybe. Like your hands are dirty in this thing also if you're the Giants.
I've been doing your bidding for you. Like, so I did what you told me to do. Now, I was a good soldier. Let me go out. Don't fire me. I'll retire. Take a couple pitches on the field. Enjoy this one last moment, and then you want to see me again.
Do you know what I've had to go through? Really? Do you know what the Giants fan has had to go through? We've gone through hell. We have gone through fan hell. You're the laughingstock of the league. I get you laughing at me. I got every fan base laughing at my team. They haven't been above 500 in over 5 years. And now this guy who is, I mean, just, you know what, all over this franchise is allowed to be treated with respect as he says goodbye in his NFL career. So you know what? If it makes me a bad guy, it makes me a bad guy. I have a real problem with it. And I think the fan base would have felt a lot better. Your paying customer would have felt a lot better if you would have handled Gettleman much differently towards the end here.
No, I know, but what was the, you tell me, outside of appeasing the fan base, what were you going to achieve firing him?
You're celebrating a guy that stunk.
You didn't celebrate anything. Nothing. There was no big celebration. It was on the field with his family.
Oh, we thank him for his time, and this was he put so much time in the history, and he won Super Bowls. No!
But here's the thing, though. You're trying to attract a new GM, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Is this an attractive job at the moment?
Is it the most attractive job? No, it's still a job in the NFL.
No, but just knowing, like, knowing, because people inside of NFL circles, it's the same in all these sports. It's a small world. You know a lot of everyone's business, right? I mean, there's coaches moving all over the place, like you hear rumors, like you know a lot of what's going on. If part of what's been going on with the Giants and why they haven't had success and why, you know, people keep getting hired like Dave Gettleman that knows how the Giants like to do business, which means ownership has their hands in things. The fact that you still have Joe Judge as the head coach, you don't know who your quarterback is, you got no cap space. Your team just won 4 games. They've won 10 games in 2 years. This is not an attractive job outside of the fact that it's New York and it's the Giants.
So let me ask you this. If you fire Gettleman in week 15, you think all of a sudden people around the league that might be interested in this job are saying, wow, you know what? The fact that they would fire a guy who is really, for lack of a better term, inept at his job, that's a bad look for them?
No,
maybe they're not the franchise I thought they were?
Okay, no. You're missing my point, right? It's almost like, we all know, everyone in football knows that Dave Gettleman didn't do a good job. If this ownership is willing to treat Dave Gettleman this way with as bad as he's been, could you imagine how they'll treat me when I'm actually good at the job? It serves us no good right now to embarrass Dave Gettleman, because all we're doing is we're just giving the fans what they want. Great, they'll feel good for a minute. But how does that affect us now as we move forward?
You know what? He embarrassed us for 4 years. If he has to take a little taste of his own medicine, then so be it. I understand your point, but I feel very strongly about mine as well.
I'm trying to explain to you, and you're well within your right as a fan to feel the way that you feel. And I don't totally disagree with you. I don't. But I'm just letting you know that those are things that teams think about. Like, there are some teams that have bad reputations, and coaches, GMs will think twice about taking the job because of how they, you know, how they treat people. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, I will talk to, like, going back to when I played for the Islanders, right? Like, I was always excited for free agency, and there would be times where I would have to pick up the phone and make calls, like, hey, you know, so-and-so, and try to sell them Long Island. You wouldn't imagine the amount of different things that each player, and this is coaches, players, GMs, take into account when making that decision. Because you're looking for the best, right? So the best is going to have options. They weigh everything, Dave. Honest to God, everything.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You watch Yellowstone?
No.
That's the new show for you, Yellowstone.
Yeah, but that's like a Western drama, right?
Not really. It's not really like a Western, no.
I've heard good things about it, but
it's awesome.
I can't get into the Westerns.
Yeah, but it's not really Western. I mean, it's cowboys, but it's not really...
I don't like anything cowboys.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, every episode...
It's that good?
No, every episode. Like, even like the first... You know how, like, you just watch Breaking Bad. Some of the
what
really...
What a show, by the way.
Well, it's a great show, but some of the really good shows... Like, I didn't start watching Breaking Bad. I was told that you should start watching Breaking Bad. In the first couple episodes, I'm like, I don't know, should I stick with this? I'm like, no, stick with it. I promise you it's going to get better. And I stuck with it, and it's one of my favorite all-time shows. From the first episode, the amount of stuff that happens in Yellowstone, it's I couldn't. I can't stop. I would stay up all night watching it.
Now I don't agree with you. Right away, Breaking Bad, I was completely involved. Like, I loved it from the first scene. I thought it was just phenomenal. But I've been suggested House of Cards, Mad Men.
That's
I've
good.
Never seen Succession.
Succession's good.
Is it Peaky Blinders? Is that the name of the show?
Mm-hmm.
I've been told I should watch Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
And now Yellowstone.
Sons of Anarchy was awesome. I love that show. Love it.
So I got a lot to do.
Speaking of weeping, Chris Mitchell, like he wept like a
our former former board op producer,
like a man baby. After
he
one
cried?
Of the episodes,
I'm sure Santiago looked down on him for that.
Santiago was disgusted.
What did he cry with?
Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
Yeah, one of the episodes.
So Ray, which is more embarrassing in your mind, to weep over Sons of Anarchy or after winning a national championship as the quarterback?
I think I remember when Mitchell wept over Sons of Anarchy. And again, I can't stress this enough. I don't have a problem with either. But if you're doing it for an extended period of time, you might want
to
like it.
So if I mess up a read, we go to break, and I break down for like 15 to 20 seconds, that's fine. But if I have a death in the family and I weep for 9 minutes, now I've crossed
the
line.
How is that comparable? That doesn't even make... First of all, you would not break down over a read. You'd break down over the embarrassment because we would keep needling you here. But that's a different thing. You wouldn't let it linger. And, you know, comparing it to the death of a family member, that's a completely different
issue. Listen, I don't know what makes you tick and what you're allowed to cry with. And I don't know the Santiago rules.
See, I don't know what
man achieves. Man achieves his lifelong dream, and you frown on him today. So I don't know where it stops. And even though Rick is on Team Santiago, I know he doesn't agree with you on this one.
I keep feeling like we're
weird,
lost
though,
in translation here.
You know what's weird? This could mean therapy for me. I, for some reason, can cry during a Kelly Clarkson song. Going to a funeral, I don't cry for some
reason. Well, because you deflect, because it obviously makes you very uncomfortable and you don't have normal emotions.
Yeah, I get weird in those situations. Like,
yeah, you're uncomfortable. I understand it. DPHR Rothenberg presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. All right, you want to get to these Giants calls? Because they are lined up for us right now.
Why don't we call Joe Judge? Find out, get Renan, get his number. Let's call Joe Judge. Let's figure out what's going on here.
You want to get Judge on the line?
Let's get Joe on the line.
I got to be honest with you. I would do it. I don't think Renan would give me Joe Judge's number.
Why is he so soft?
I don't think he would give it to me.
If he wants to endear himself to the Giants fan base, he gives us Joe Judge's number.
By the way, Renan, I guess, just got wind of the awkward laughter that we play on the show.
He's just get with the size of his nose. He's just catching wind of it.
He's just finding out, and he is not happy.
Play it again. Play it one more time. He's probably listening. Play it one more time.
Yes. It's so good. Yeah, he said it's not funny, and I'd appreciate if you stop. And I said, are you crazy? I said it's one of the best drops we have. I said stop. He said people are making fun of me, and it's a big deal now in his like friend circles. Like that just means the show is popular, and we're giving you notoriety.
That's the whole point, though. If we're not making fun of you, I mean, see, you're not well liked on the show. That's just
we adore Renan. He's terrific.
Renan.
And he needs to be made fun of for that. I mean, really,
really
horrendous laugh.
Awkward laugh.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, what was that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That to me sounds like you're about to be with the girl for the first time. She's like, take your shirt off. And that's what he does. Right?
Yeah. Pretty close.
Right? Mike in Queens. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking the call. Rick, I love you and I respect your opinion, but you couldn't be more wrong here. I mean, I agree with David 100%. You know, it's not how about we treat people. This is a league of performance. And if you don't perform, you're going to be replaced. Either you're a player, you get cut, you get waived, or you get fired. People get fired all the time. Look at Miami. Brian Flores won, what, 7-8 games to end the season and got fired still. So Dave Gettleman, incompetent for 4 or 5 years, whatever time he was here, he should not be allowed to ride into the sunset as a retirement and just go like, you know what, I just retire from my job and get like a nice dinner afterwards. No, he should be held accountable and said, you do not perform to the standards of this organization and you deserve to be fired.
Listen, Mike, as a fan, I don't disagree with you. I'm just telling you the reality of the situation. Like, you may think that, and that's fine. You're well within your right. He's done a terrible job. But, I mean, teams take stuff like that into account, especially when you're looking for a new GM. Like, how you treat people is important.
But I don't see how that's treating him poorly. He's been awful at his job. He's been egregious at his job. If you move on from this guy, I don't think people around the league look at it and say, God, like the Giants fired Dave Gettleman.
People knew he was getting – people know what it is. People understand what it is. If it was up to Dave Gettleman, he probably would have kept being the Giants GM. He got fired without saying he was fired. He was forced out. He retired. The way things lined up, his contract ran out.
He's not going to
be a GM anymore.
I mean, really, he stunk. I mean, it's like the ratings come in. It's like, all right, how'd you guys do? We were 39th. We came in 39th place in men 25 to 54. Well, we don't want to move on from the show, but when the contracts are up, we'll have a big celebration, a party, say goodbye to Rick, say goodbye to Dave. No.
There was no party, though. See, that's the thing. There was no party. He took a picture. It's like you had your fit. Like, it would be like if we were in the last year of our deal, and we had a couple months left, and the ratings came out, and we were terrible again. And it's like, well, I mean, this he's not going to work again. He's done. We'll let him finish off the string, and then he can bring Sherry and the kids in. We'll take a couple pictures in front of the microphones, and then we don't have to see this guy anymore. He's done. Like, this was it for Dave Gettleman. That was part of it. This is it. This isn't like Dave Gettleman's going to, like, he's moving
on
and he's going to try to find
greener pasture or scout somewhere or assistant GM. He's done.
He's done. This is it. It's a wrap. Let him enjoy his last couple moments.
Ryan Hurley would call me. We finished 39th. Ryan Hurley calls me. Listen, I don't want to see you again. I don't want to talk to you anymore. The friendship that you thought we had was not legitimate. So go on your way and get out of my face.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though. What if part of the reason why we were 39th was because we were being forced to do things that we necessarily didn't think was in our best interest? Like, you guys can get the job, but here's the things that you'll have to do. And then when things don't go well, we're the ones that take the blame for it. We're the 39th.
You think the Giants made him take Jones?
No, I'm not saying.
I agree. They probably made him build around Eli Manning. You didn't need to take Barkley second.
No, I understand that, but that was part of it, though, too. I mean, they were trying to win right now in that moment. And, I mean, Saquon Barkley, and you saw what he was capable of doing in his rookie season. Like, okay, if I get Saquon Barkley to add to this mix, and then, you know, it's Saquon, it's Odell, it's Eli, we add Nate Solder, we fix the offensive line, we can win now. I mean, Dave, you had the head coach of the team say that Eli was done. I mean, at one point,
we knew that Eli was done.
Draft Patrick Mahomes.
He sat for years telling everybody Eli was done.
I know.
It was an awful mistake by ownership.
But that speaks to my point. Like, when you're a head coach, the guy you hired to be the one that is we've seen how these things are going, right? It's a lot of these coaches they're tethered to their GM. This is, you know, we sit down and we make these decisions as a group, right? John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. I mean, that's not John Lynch just making decisions. Him and Kyle Shanahan, they make the decisions. Your head coach, the guy who's supposed to know more football than you, says, I think we should draft Patrick Mahomes. And they say, no, we're good. Eli still got some in the tank. Like, that's where the problem starts. That's why people.
I don't think that they handled him well. I don't think that they handled the situation well. But I think he was horrendous, horrendous at the job.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Fair to say one of our top few guests that we just enjoy having on, Mike Tannenbaum, will join the show. Giants have an opening now at general manager. Interested to see if that's something that would interest Mike. If the Giants were to...
How could it not?
What do you mean?
How could it not? Mike T would take that job in a heartbeat.
You think if Mike T is offered the job, and they say, all right, it's your baby, you can keep Joe Judge or you can move on, Now, he might not tell us the truth in conversation today, but do you think he would keep Joe Judge or move on?
I think he would move on.
You do, right? Do you think there's any GM realistically out there that say, yeah, we need to keep Joe Judge?
After what he's done over the last couple of weeks, probably not.
How could you, right?
No, I don't think you could. I mean, you heard Rex. Dave, I'm telling you, man. In my experience, the last thing that you want to do, and Joe Judge made the mistake, is start taking shots at other coaches, other teams. Like, you focus on your team and what you're trying to do.
Especially when your team stinks.
Well, especially when your team stinks.
To take shots at other teams. Just really dreadful. All right, let's bring him in. Today's Tenenbaum Report brought to you by Nissan and DraftKings Sportsbook. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are well. We are confused and flummoxed by the Giants. But before we get into the Giants, I want to put you consider yourself to be like a real good friend of the show, right? And close personal friend of each of us.
I couldn't be closer.
Okay, then is it okay if I ask you a somewhat personal question?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Giants call, Mike. We'd like you to be our new general manager. Is that I'll be there in 10 minutes and we'll talk about it.
No, I'm really happy. I like being your teammate and being in all seriousness, this has been great for me and my family and really comfortable with what I'm doing now. I would never say never down the road, but I'm really happy with ESPN. Hopefully you guys and everybody else in the ESPN family is.
Well, we could still be teammates, Mike. We could still be teammates.
You're going
to need someone to go get you lattes. You're going to need someone to go run to Starbucks to get you chai tea lattes. I'm your guy.
I'm not kidding, Mike. What you want scalp massage? You want back massage? I am your guy. If you're GM of the Giants, just let me into the draft room. That's all I'm asking.
So are you saying, Dave, that our relationship is a conditional and transactional one?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. I adore you, whether you're here on our show as an analyst at ESPN or the GM of the Giants or a man selling used cars. I love Mike Tenenbaum. What I'm saying is, if you become GM of the Giants, I will go above and beyond to really become part of your inner circle.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's heartfelt, but I am not a candidate. And I do think, with everything going on, guys, in all seriousness, I do think it's a really good job because at one point, as you guys know, this was a hallmark franchise, an iconic franchise. And to me, this is a quicker turnaround because they do have some good young pieces there. Now, we'll see what happens. It all starts with the offensive line. Despite all the resources they put into it, I think if they don't fix what's going on up front, nothing else matters.
Mike, let me ask you this because Dave is, I mean, he's upset about this.
He's not going to agree with me because he's a front office guy.
I think he's
going to absolutely agree with you on this. But ask him the question.
It's not about agreeing with me or disagreeing with me. It's trying to give you the reality of the situation. So he's upset because he thinks that Dave Gettleman did an awful job. And he would rather have the Giants fire Dave Gettleman and don't give him the opportunity to retire, take a couple pictures with his family on the field. I said to him, like, that serves no purpose. In your experience, I mean, is that... were you offended by that, or were you just like, okay, I mean, it makes no sense. We're classy. We'll just let him go out this way.
Here's why, actually, Dave, it is important and why it is the right thing, because he's not there anymore. So how he got there, it really doesn't matter from a standpoint of there's an opening. And here's why it is important. Everybody in the NFL ecosystem looks at that. And if you guys saw a couple of weeks ago at the very end of the Manning cast when Coach Parcells was signing off, and the last thing he says, hey, Eli, you know, once a Giant, always a Giant. And believe it or not, that actually like means something. And I think what the John Maras of the world and the Steve Tisches of the world were saying, like, it didn't work out here, but we really want to be above the fray and it's meaningful to be here. And where they're sitting down with another candidate, being a head coach or a GM, and that head coach or GM has an option and they're choosing between the Bears and the Giants or the Dolphins and the Giants. And somebody from their alumni network calls up and says, hey, you know what? Once you're here, you'll be part of the family forever. They may take care of your health insurance when no one's looking. They may let your kids be an intern 10 years from now. But these little things actually matter within the NFL ecosystem.
So even if you're awful, even if you're like an incompetent boob at your job, health insurance, like fine. You know what? Pay the guy's health insurance. Let his kid intern in the analytics department that he so beautifully started. Like yes, fine. But to have this nice send off for Dave Gettleman and his family on the sideline and a press release about all his successes and everything. I don't know. I'm sorry. It rubs me the wrong way. I do not like it.
Well, again, I think the audience is, like, moving forward, like, are we still a first-class organization despite not doing well on the field? I mean, it's been really, really bad on the field for a long time now. So I think for them, they have to sell something. I think what they could sell is, like, we do the right thing by people.
I was trying to tell him that, Mike. He didn't want to listen.
I still don't like it.
I know you're not going to like it.
I don't like it. I don't agree with it. And I think you're both wrong.
But that's the reality of it. You may not like it, but it's the little things. When you're trying to hire the best GM candidate or best coaching candidate, or you're trying to get the best free agent, like the little things add up. And that's all the Giants have to sell right now is we're a classy organization.
Ask your next question.
All right. So my next question is this.
Are you okay?
Mike, moving forward now, sounds like it feels like ownership is going to let the next GM decide Joe Judge's fate. What do you just today, as we sit here at 7:43 on Tuesday, what do you think happens with Joe Judge?
Well, that's a great question. 3 weeks ago, I was sure he was coming back. A lot of people in and around that organization firmly believed he was coming back until like the last 4 or 5 days. And I think it's really firmly up in the air. I think they just had to show some improvement. I think the worst thing that happened, guys, was this. The December New York Giants could not beat the September New York Giants. Now, look, a lot of that has to do with injuries, Daniel Jones most notably. But this team got worse, got a lot worse. Those comments, I don't think will be outcome determinative whether or not he's there. But those comments obviously didn't help. But the team got worse, and I think there's a lot less momentum within that building to keep him. Now, at the end of the day, he could still survive for a lot of the reasons we've talked about. They really liked him for the first year and a half, thought he had a big, big upside. And, again, they didn't want to be in a situation where fourth head coach in 6 years. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think what you're saying is right. I think it's firmly in the balance.
Mike, let me ask you this. So in your experience, when you were with the Jets in Miami as the GM, there were times, right, like you would watch the game, and then at some point during the week, I don't know what day it was, you would kind of sit down with Rex or Adam and kind of go over what happened in the previous game, correct?
Every week.
Okay, right. So you're the GM. Now, I'm just making you the GM for the purpose of this question. And you're watching that game on Sunday against the Washington football team, which Joe Judge took shots at the Washington football team. And it's 3rd and 9 from the 4-yard line, and you see that play call. Is there any way that when you sat down with Joe Judge, he could justify that play call to you?
Zero. And what's really important, though, and I always used to say this to our staff, is like we're in the business of first guessing, not second guessing. So I wanted these discussions to be like routine every Monday, like what went well, what didn't go well, what do we need for the roster. Then we'd sit down on Friday, and I always try to get ownership involved too, so they knew exactly what to expect. Like, hey, you know, this week we're playing Washington. Here's the matchups we love. You know, we're much better here because they have injuries or whatever. Here's the, you know, 2 or 3 things that scare us to death. And if we're backed up, John Mara, like, it's going to look really bad and ugly. But I believe that you could lose the game early, and you can't win it early, but you could lose it. So if we're backed up, we're going to be really, really conservative. So hopefully, guys, those conversations are happening beforehand. It doesn't make it a lot easier, but at least it takes some of the sting away.
We're so happy that he's on our team, and that is Mike Tenenbaum on 98.7 ESPN. We are. I mean that sincerely. So you were really a defender of Joe Judge for weeks and weeks, and you've said that you're not going to be involved in the Giants GM search and whatever. So okay, fine. They have claimed that the next GM is going to be allowed to make a decision on Joe Judge. How can you explain to me that there's a GM to be out there that would say, you know what, I want to keep him and ride forward with Joe Judge after you see what he's done, unless you have a relationship with the guy prior to this?
Because when I would sit down, and the most important thing, guys, is your mindset. Like, what did you learn? What are you going to change? And were these last 2 years worthwhile in terms of, was this a good investment? And have you evolved? And let's get right to it. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. They were awful. They were just as bad as the Giants. And credit Nick Sirianni. They did a 180. They went from a team that was one of the lowest in terms of rushing the ball to they led the league in the second half of the season in rushing attempts. That, to me, is the essence of coaching. What gives you the best chance to win? No one's better than that than Bill Belichick, right, in terms of how he's evolved over the years. And to me, if Joe Judge could sit down and say, hey, here's what I've learned, here's what's going to be different, then that's a conversation I'm interested in having. If he's going to be defiant, then to me it would be over.
Mike Tannenbaum joins us here on the show. Mike, so we got a show beef going on right now. It's myself and Ray Santiago, who's a Cowboys fan. And now RJ Santillo is a huge Niners fan. So Dave's taking that side. So we got Cowboys Niners on
Sunday.
You know
what he's going to say? I mean, you're leading the witness. He bet me that the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm just asking him a question. All I'm doing is asking him a question.
Go ahead. Lead him right down.
I'm leading him down. I'm leading him
right
down the road.
Where you want? Yeah.
All right. So in this matchup, Mike, who would you favor in this matchup and why?
Dallas and
yeah. Well, so, wow, what a shock! I can't believe it.
But here's why. Here's what's really interesting. Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan were together in Atlanta for a number of years. Dan was the head coach at the time. Kyle Shanahan was their offensive coordinator. Dan Quinn knows this offense well. I think one of the things that is really hard when you're playing the 49ers for the first time, they have a really difficult run scheme to defend. Outside zone, they cut you. They use angles. It's a very effective scheme. Dan Quinn will know it well. He will have his defense ready. And then I think when you look at the other side of the ball, I don't think that's a great matchup for that 49er secondary that's been beat up. So with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, I think while San Francisco has done a really nice job on offense, I think the 49ers defense will struggle slowing down that Cowboy offense.
All right, so you and I have the wager of whether the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl or not. If you could take it off the table, would you do it right now? It never happened. There is no wager.
Yeah, I would say this. I'm warming back up to Tampa because their secondary is getting healthy, and I think Tampa Bay, like Dallas, are the two teams that could go in to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers up there. And Aaron Rodgers has lost the last two championship games, and the way that's going to happen is there a defensive player that can make a play in the second half to create a turnover? And if you think about Dallas, they're loaded on defense, which we've talked about, and I think Tampa as well, you know, getting back Pierre Paul, Shaq Barrett. If they're healthy on defense, one of those two teams can travel to Green Bay and get to the Super Bowl. I actually like Tampa a little bit more because right now I trust that offense more than Dallas's.
Mike, how surprised are you with what happened to the Colts in Jacksonville?
I was shocked. I mean, and I don't know if you guys heard Rex Ryan yesterday, but he was exactly right, which is your best player is Jonathan Taylor. If you're going to go down, feed the ball to Jonathan Taylor because Carson Wentz has been way too up and down. And to me, guys, you want to talk about worst-case scenario? The Indianapolis Colts just had worst-case scenario. They gave up a first-round pick for Carson Wentz, who isn't good enough.
Terrible. That's not what you want.
No.
That is not what you want.
Not even a little bit. All right, Mike, listen. We love you. We're thrilled that you're part of our team. If you go to the Giants, we'll become that much closer. Have a great day. I hope the cough is contained, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, all good. I appreciate it, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there you have it. What are you shaking your head about?
Because you're such a bad... You can't help it. You cannot help it. I see the smile on your face.
I worry for him. I mean, I didn't want to say it. Obviously, he's got COVID, right? No?
No, I don't. You can't just say that.
I can say it. I'm a man who's suffering from COVID. I know it firsthand. You could tell. The guy is suffering. He's battling.
I have a buddy who thought he had because he has pneumonia.
It's maybe weird it's that not. You get pneumonia not COVID-related, though.
I know. He's tested. They've tested him almost every day. He gets tested negative. He's got pneumonia.
Well, I appreciate Mike calling and battling. But by the way, first of all, you won the interview. You got the great question.
Retire from interview. I may pull
you're
a gentleman and just walk
you're
away.
Not allowed. Listen, I'm giving you props. For God's sakes, can you just be quiet and let me give you some commendation for a second? It was a good job by you. That line of questioning with the Cowboys was, I mean, it was grotesque.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! It really was.
In all honesty,
he likes the Cowboys.
Yeah, listen, in all honesty, though, I actually forgot that you guys made that bet.
Okay.
I was lost, though. I got best question.
Mm-hmm.
I got the answer about Gettleman that I wanted. There's nothing left for me.
But, I mean, the guy is a two-time general manager. Did you think that he was going to say yes? Treat Gettleman horrendously and just kick him to the side in the 11th hour?
No, because I told you why. I'm not just willy-nilly telling you things.
I here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. I understand what he's saying. I don't care. If you're that bad at your job, you don't need health insurance and let's give him this and let's give him that and his kid gets an internship. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
He's so animated.
And that's today's Tenenbaum Report, brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, and by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
But before we get to three stars, if you're Denver, right, like Denver needs a quarterback, and you know that Deshaun Watson really likes Brian Flores, is that, I mean, how much does that play into you maybe thinking about hiring Brian Flores?
I think Brian Flores is great regardless.
No, I do too. But I mean, that would only make it more attractive, right? Like, I mean, if it's not going to be Aaron Rodgers, could you imagine Deshaun Watson on that team?
If you add Deshaun Watson to that team, I think they are clearly a playoff team, and they're probably as good as anybody in the AFC.
How good is that division? Could you imagine that division?
Be the best division in the history of football if you had Deshaun Watson there. Oh. Mahomes. I mean, the Raiders become the outside looking in, right?
That would be, I mean, you talk about quarterbacks in the division. Holy.
Derek Carr is by far the worst quarterback in that division, if that trade were to go down. All right, Santi's going to get very upset because now you've left him no time. But Raymond, three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Me get upset? Nah, what are you talking about? It's a great day. Questions for tomorrow. Are we going to have the Thursday open or not?
On Wednesday, no.
I'm sorry, Thursday. Jeez. See? Right off the bat, I'm completely lost. Today is Tuesday, not Wednesday.
You're
never
doing
mind.
A great job, though. Keep it up.
Number three.
And welcome aboard.
Yeah, okay. Moving right along.
Number two.
Dave is racking up the bets.
What was number three?
That was supposed to be number three, but I just blew it completely up, so I'll just skip a day ahead.
So nobody gets a third star.
Well, no. It's still a question about whether or not the Thursday Open will happen, so I guess we'll see in 2 days, not one. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to
It's a nice tease right there. Nice mm-hmm. tease.
Number two.
Number two. Dave seems to be racking up the bets. He forgot he had the bet with Tannenbaum.
I didn't forget it at all.
He's going to send RJ this gift basket. Should the 49ers win this weekend? Rick, we've got the horses ready to go. Yep. Only if the Cowboys go all the way, right? We won't have any teasers if they win Sunday.
It depends. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Boy, this is some struggling three stars.
Number one.
Okay, here's the struggle for you, Dave. The number one star.
Betson Stennett,
who's probably still crying on the sideline there in Indiana. No, actually, I'm very happy for him. I'm glad he got to celebrate. I just hope that the crying stopped. That's all.
You're taking shots.
Well, I mean, those three stars, that was really, he should be doing that thing. Maybe we'll do six stars tomorrow and forget these three stars ever.
Betson Stennett
happened. All right, let's bring them in. Keyshawn, Jay Will, guys, 8 o'clock this morning. We know there's going to be a lot of Giants conversation, a lot of Joe Judge, I would imagine, bashing. Can you believe we're sitting here in a world where Joe Judge is still employed at the moment by the New York Football Giants?
Of course, man. Ugh. They haven't made a decision on him yet. They just allowed the general manager to step down and retire and ride off into the sunset. So you got to give it, you got to let it, you know, give it a day or two.
First off, the fact that we're saying Dave Gettleman and right off
Thank
in the
you.
Sunset
Thank
is
you.
Really bothersome to me.
Like, Thank you, Jay.
As a New Jersey New Yorker, I'm like, just fire the man. That's number one. Number two, I would say, look, at this time, guys, I feel like if you're bringing in a new GM, rip off the Band-Aid. Now, that's going to be up to him, but I would want to bring in a new coach that gave me a fresh start for how I wanted my team to be, for how I wanted my team to be a reflection of who I am as a GM. Now, if somebody takes on the opportunity by saying, hey, let's keep him on for a year, it buys us time. But if there's a candidate that you see now as a head coach, rip that Band-Aid off as soon as possible.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, though, because I don't disagree with you. My only concern would be this, right, is that the longer you wait, the less coaches are going to be available that you would like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, that would bother me. See,
but it doesn't mean that they're waiting right now.
No, but the longer it takes them to hire a GM, if it's going to be, we don't feel comfortable firing Joe Judge because we don't want this vicious cycle of every 2 years having a new head coach, we'll let the GM do it. So the longer it takes you to hire a GM, the less coaches are going to be available, no?
Yeah, look, they're knocking on the door of general managers in the league already. They're already talking to certain people. We may not know everybody they're talking to, but they're kicking the can on certain general managers, personnel people, to try to figure out if it's a fit. Along the way, they're talking to those general managers and asking them, what do they think about the current state of the New York Football Giants coaching staff and coaches? And they're giving them their opinions. So these things don't happen overnight. You got to kind of let it, give it a few weeks, you know, give it some time, because we are now just entering into the playoffs. For all we know, that general manager is currently on a playoff team right now.
Yeah, certainly possible. We know they like Tennessee. We know that they like Kansas City, right? We know that they like Baltimore as well. So we're going to find out soon. Do you think, Keyshawn, that there's any chance? We just asked Mike Tannenbaum this question. He said maybe so. There's any chance that the Giants bring in a new GM and that GM is like, yeah, I like Joe Judge. Let's stick with him and ride another season with Joe Judge as the head coach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the one thing that you don't want to do as a general manager is all of a sudden abruptly make a decision on a head coach based on outside evaluation. You come in and the first thing you do is you just fire everybody. And, you know, if it was a new head coach coming in with that general manager and this coach wasn't new and he was, you know, been there 10 years or something like that, that's a different situation. But, yes, if I was taking over the Giants, I'd really take my time and really assess the staff, really assess Joe Judge, find out the pluses and the minuses before I make that decision.
Also, guys, if you think about it from a longevity perspective, right, that buys you more time as a general manager, because now you get a chance to watch the ins and outs of the organization, how he works, how he manages, and then if you want to make that decision the following year, you can, which gives you a fresh start.
That is a valid point there, Jay. I do appreciate the point. All right. We know you're going to have Bill Parcells on during the course of your show today. We look forward to that conversation with one of the greats. We appreciate both of you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, boys.
All right, there you have it. That is Keyshawn and Jay Will. I thought the show was very good today, probably outside of Santiago and just what he brought to the table, which is very, very little. I'm thinking tomorrow is Thursday. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Betson Stennett.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.